Beginning our daf from Sechdes Vachem Daf Mem Zayin, begin 5 lines down from the top of the Amud, where the Gemara continues explaining the halacha of our previous Mishnah, concluding these parakim discussing the halachas of the Kohen's thought process during the avodah of a carbon. The Tanakhama said that one has to have in mind 6 different types of machshavas, thoughts, l'shem zevach, l'shem zevach, l'shem Hashem, 6 different thoughts when he's bringing the carbon. And that Rabbi Yossi disagreed, and he says actually it's a t'nai bezdin, the stipulation of the court, not to have anything in mind, because that could actually bring to the Kohen who's doing the Avodah to have a Machshava actually of Shalai Lishma. And as our Mishnah, our Gemara quotes in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yossi said, She'en HaMachshava HaYilechas El HaAchar Oved. And it's not going to help if the owner what he thinks, because the thought process only goes decisively after the one who's doing the service. That says the Gemara Masnit in the Lake Haitana. Obviously, this statement of the Mishnah is not like the following Tana. The Tana, like learned the Braisa. Amr Belazar Rabbi Yossi, he says, Shemati Shabayla Mefaglan, I have heard that the owner, the one who's bringing the carbon, actually could create bigel during the avodah of the Kohen. So if the Kohen's doing the avodah silently, just doing the avodah, and the owner, who is, it's his carbon, has in mind the machshava that it should be eaten beyond its time, it's actually going to become bigel. Which is not like the statement of our mission that said that the machshava only goes based on the Kohen who's doing the avodah and not on the Bailam. So Amar Rabbi says, "My time of the rulers of Rabbi Yossi." What's the reason of his opinion? Because the Amakra, the pasuk says in Mamidbar, the hikriv hamakriv. It says that the one who's sacrificing his carbon is going to come near. Now that is in the context of the parsha of Nesachim, when the libations that a person has to bring with his carbon. It says the hikriv hamakriv carbon al Hashem, as it says in Mamidbar Tezvav. So obviously we see that regarding the Bailim, the one whose carbon it is, we call him Makriv Karbani because the Pasuk is talking about him, that he has to bring also his Nesachim with it. So obviously when the Pasuk says HaMakriv LaYichashiv, which is the source of the Halach of Pigul, when it says the Makriv LaYichashiv, which we thought, which the Tana of our Mishnah is saying, that means, oh, the one is being Makriv, the Kohen is doing the Avodah, he has LaYichashiv, the Halach of Pigul. And that says Rava for Blaz Rabbi Yossi. No, v'hikrav makriv. The makriv also is we find a different pasuk is connoting the bailam, and therefore he's also in the halacha of hamakriv lo yichashiv. Now Amar Abaye says Rabbi Yossi, who we just quoted, Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar kulus v'ril, who they all hold of this same idea, which is that you could have zemachashim, you could have the bailam having a thought, v'zeh oivid, you have someone else doing the activity. And still having machshav, it's going to be a valid thought to affect the object. As the Gemara explains, Reb Lezer B'Yesi Hadamar, like we said, the Kohen could be doing the Avodah, yet the Bailam, who is having machshava where he's standing, will affect the activity that the Kohen is doing. And it's going to make it into pickle. Reb Eliezer, it's not like we're learning the Mishnah Masechta Chulin. Someone's slaughtering an animal for a non-Jew, for an idol worshiper. Says the Tanakhama, Shechita Sekher. So the slaughtering is valid because the Jew is doing it without any thought for idolatry, just slaughtering the animal for it. Rabbi Yezer Paisel, he actually says that the animal is going to be invalid. Why? The Gemara explains over there, because we assume that the thought process of an idol worshiper is that the animal should be slaughtered for his idol. So although he's not slaughtering, but the machshava of the Bailam could affect the animal that the Jew is slaughtering. The same idea. And the third one, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, Ditnan, which is actually a braisa, that Klal Omer B'Shem Ben Lazar. But Shem Lazar says the following general rule relating to the laws of Shabbos. He says, Kol She'en Kosher Latznia, whatever is not appropriate to be concealed, meaning to put away, to preserve, which in the Gemara Masechta Shabbos, they say, for example, the menstruation blood of a Nida, or something that's forbidden to have benefit from it. That's not normally things that people usually hold on to. Or let's say Ve'en Matznin Kamayu, or even if we're talking about something that people usually do put aside, if it would have a significant amount. But such a small measurement, which is very small, people don't usually consider significant enough to put away. But let's say, Huchstur Lezevitz Nioi, let's say this person found it significant and did put it away and did try to preserve it, whether it's an item that usually is not, or a quantity that's usually not, but this person, for him, it was significant. Uba'achar Ba'itzia, meaning the relevancy is that usually for halachas of Shabbos, it has to be something that's significant to be over to violate halacha Ba'itzah. If it's not significant, then it's not significant. It's not violating the law. But let's say this person, for him it's significant, and now a different person comes, and on Shabbos, takes it out from a Rosh Hashanah Yochid, a private domain, and he transports it into the Rosh Hashanah, a public domain. On that says Rabbi Shimon Elazar, Neschayiv Zeh, the one who's doing the Haitzah is going to be liable, meaning we're going to consider a Malacha, B'machshav Yishol Zeh, because of the thought of this guy, of the owner, for him, it was significant and he put it away. So we find that his Machshava could affect the activity of that other person. Now the Gemara explains, so we have three different opinions, like Abaya said, that hold of this concept. But as the Gemara explains, it's not necessarily that each one hold of the other's application of this concept. As the Gemara says, Tarvayu, both Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, Istluhud Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Yisi, would hold of Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Yisi that we quoted in our topic, because if Hash the Bachutz, if regarding Avodah Zarah and Shabbos, where it doesn't say explicitly there in the Halachas and the Torah a concept of someone else's thought, how it relates to the Avodah, and yet still Amrin and they both say that we'll apply this concept of this one will be thinking and this one will be doing, and still the Machshava would apply. So b'fnim, so regarding Rabbi Elazar ben Yisi's teaching regarding what's done inside the Beis HaMikdash, regarding Karbanis, where in the context of the Halacha of Pigel, where their Machshav is written explicitly, because the Halacha the Torah talks about is Pigel, that a thought process can invalidate, Mibayi would have to say that of course if they hold it regarding areas where the Torah doesn't even talk about the thought process, that one person's thought will affect the other one's activity, for sure by Pigel, they'll agree to his Halacha, that someone else's thought, the Bailam, will affect the Kayin's activity and make it into Pigel. Now, however, Blazer Rabbi Yisi, less lo de tevai, he would not necessarily hold of their halachas, because we could say, Dilma bifnim hu daminan. Maybe we only say the halacha by something that's done in the Beis HaMikdash, because the primary concept of thoughts are written by Karbanis. But Pachutz, regarding things that are done out of the Beis HaMikdash, like regarding the idol worshiper and on Shabbos, maybe the Eloi Amrina, we wouldn't say that one person's thought would affect another person's activity. Now, continues the Gemara, Rabbi Shimon Elazar, Isle de Rabbi Yezer. He obviously holds Rabbi Eliezer's teaching. Why? Because Hashtu b'Shabbos Aminan, if Rabbi Shimon Elazar says his teaching in the context of the laws of Shabbos, so b'Avodas Kechav Mibayi, would we have to tell you that for sure this halacha concept would apply by Avodah Zarah? Because Avodah Zarah has at least a similarity to the Avodas that are done in the Beis HaMikdash, where there's a liability, as the Torah says, as the Gemara in Sanhedrin of Samach Mabez elaborates, the Pasuk says, Zevech l'lehim yachar, if someone slaughters from Avodah Zarah, he's going to be killed. Because Bilti l'Hashem Levad, it only has to be done for Hashem, which tells us the avodas that are fit to do for Hashem, those are the things that one is automatically liable if he does the avodas zarah, whether it's the way to serve the idol that way or whether it's not. So therefore, there is a similarity in the context of avodas zarah and the avodas bifnim. So we would obviously say, if you're saying it even regarding Shabbos, which has no relationship, this concept of one person's machshava, another one person's avodah, for sure you can say regarding avodas zarah. But Rabbi Eliezer less laid Rabbi Shimon Elazar, but not necessarily does Rabbi Eliezer agree with Rabbi Shimon Elazar, because Dima b'Avodas Kechav Mehudamet. Maybe he says his halacha only regarding Avodah Zarah, when the Jew is slaughtering for the idol worshiper, that the idol worshiper's thoughts will affect the animal that the Jew is slaughtering. Because Kain Bifnim, like we said, it's at least similar in some halacha to the context of where we learn out Machshav is Psul of Pigel, to the Avodas in the Beis HaMikdash, which are automatically forbidden to Avodah Zarah. Avos Shabbos, but maybe regarding Shabbos, Malachas Machshavas Asur Torah. The Torah only made forbidden, meaning to consider a malacha, if it's a calculated, conscious activity. And the reason how we know that it's only also Malachas Machshavas is because the halachas of Shabbos are said right next to the parasha of the building of the Mishkan and the parasha of Yaakov. Now, regarding the building of the Mishkan, the Torah calls it a Malachas Machshavas, a calculated, calibrated activity of building the Mishkan, which tells us that the laws of Shabbos are also, the malachas are only that way too. It's only if someone is intending to do this activity, it's just that he either makes a mistake, or that it's, if it's Shabbos, or that he thinks that you're allowed to do this malacha on Shabbos. Now, regarding this person who's carrying this item, let's say dam nida, into the Rosh Hashanah, or something that's so small quantity that's not significant, it's not significant in his eyes, and therefore we wouldn't even consider it a malacha, because it's not a malachas machshavas for this person, and maybe over there we would not say one person's machshava would affect another person's activity, and therefore not necessarily would agree to Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. So although they're all saying the same concept, but not necessarily does each one hold of the other one's applications. It says the Gemara, Hadna lach b'shamay, we shall return to you the fourth parak, M'sech Tzvachim, parak b'shamay, which, as in the previous parak, was discussing the laws of machshava, very much of regarding pigel, regarding the thought of having it eaten beyond its time, that it's going to be possible in this Gemichiv Karas. And with that, we begin the fifth parak, M'sech Tzvachim, parak Ezehu Mukayman, which is well known regarding the karbanis that we say every morning. And it talks about primarily the location of the avodas regarding the different types of karbanis. And the Mishnah opens up the parak, Ezehu Mekayman Shel Zevachim. What is the location of the Karbanis where the Avodah for it is done in the Azar? So says the Mishnah regarding kachay kachim, the highest category of sanctity of types of karbanas, where this includes chatas and ashim and oila and shalmei tzibur. Now, however, since there are differences between the types we just mentioned regarding either where their dam is put or regarding the sacrificing of the sacrificial parts, so therefore the Mishnah goes through and delineates each one in particular throughout the Mishnayos to explain their halachas. But regarding all kachay kachim, shchitas and batzafin, their slaughtering of it is done in the northern part of the Azara, which actually machlikes to know exactly where in the north is that, but it's the northern part of the Azara. And the Gemara is going to explain why didn't the Tana also say v'kibul damen mitzafim, that receiving the blood also has to be in the north. And another question the Gemara is going to address is why the first case that's going to open up with is regarding chatois apanimis, the inner chatois. Why do we talk about that one first? But that's where the Mishnah goes and now starts describing the types of kachay kachim that it's slaughtering is in the northern part of the Azara. Par v'sar shel Yom Kippurim. On Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol brings two karbanas that are done inside the Kodesh HaKodeshim. One is the bull that he brings for him and his family. One is the he-goat that he brings for the Jewish people. Regarding those two karbanas, which are kachay kachim, shchitasim batzafin, their slaughtering is done in the northern part of the Azara. V'kimul daman b'chli sharas batzafin, and the receiving their blood is also done in the northern part of the Azara. The Gemara is going to learn the reasoning from where do we know that the slaughtering and the receiving the blood has to be in a kli sharas in the north. How do we know that? And moreover, why does it say that it's received with a kli sharas, a service vessel? Because we learn now from the Karban Oila that the Jewish people brought by Har Sinai, where it says in Shmais Chavdal V'yasim Agonis that he placed it into bowls. From there we learn now that every Karban, through a Hekesh, a comparison that also needs to be received in a service vessel. And that has to be done in the north. Now, moreover, V'dam and Toyin Hazoya, and the sprayings of the blood of the Paran Sar Yom Kippurim has to be sprayed first Al Bein Habadim, mean to say the Kohen Gadol stands between the two poles, the staves of the Aron of the Ark and the Kodesh HaKodeshim, and he sprays one upward and seven downward opposite the area of where the thickness of the Kaparis, which is the covering of the Aron, that should go up and that the other one should go down. But it didn't actually touch the Ark itself, but in that direction he would spray, which were eight sprays, one in the upward fashion, seven in the downward fashion. And then, v'ala pareches, he would spray in the hechel towards the curtain that separated the hechel and the kachay kachim, like the pasuk says, v'chein yasla oil moed, he should do the same thing, one up and seven down in the oil moed. And v'al mezbech hazav, he would also spray on the golden altar, which is in the hechel, like it says, v'yatzal mezbech, he would go out to the mezbech, which is the pasuk says in achrei mois, which that refers to the mezbech hazav. Now, regarding all these hazais of the zrikas of dam, the sprayings of the blood, matana achas mehen ma'akevas. Even one of the gifts are integral and will withhold the validity if any one of them are missing, as we taught in the previous parak b'shama and daf lamed vav ma'beis. Continues the Mishnah, shiyari hadam hayeshevich al yisoid maravi shemezbech achitzin. So the leftover blood, not all the blood was used in the spraying, was poured down on the western foundation of the outer mezbech, as the Gemara will teach the source for this halacha. Now, v'im lo nasan, and however, if he didn't pour the leftover blood to the yisayid, to the foundation of the outer mizbeach, lo ikiv, that does not withhold the atonement of the carbon of the par and the sar v'yom kippurim. And the Gemara learns from a brisa, you would think that it would, and that it teaches that it's not ma'akev. Continues the Mishnah which the net with the next category, meaning regarding kachay kachim, but next type of case, parim hanisrafim, where although the capes, the par and sar v'yom kippurim are also hanisrafim, but those are unique that they're called that of Yom Kippurim. Now we're talking about the other bulls that are burned, specifically the Par Helm Davishal Tzibur, when the Sanhedrin make an erroneous ruling and the Jewish people follow that, the Par Koy Mashiach, when the Kohen Gadol makes an erroneous ruling and follows on that, which the Kohen do not eat the meat. Rather, the meat is burnt out of Yerushalayim, like it says in the passing of Yikr Perek Dal, El Shevach and Hadesh and Yisarv. It's burnt on the place of where all the leftover ashes are brought to out of the camp, as the Gemara learns in Masechet Yom Dav Samech Esam Adav, which that's out of Yerushalayim. So regarding these parim hanisrafim, and so to usirim hanisrafim, the he-goats that are burnt, which that refers to the seiri avodis kechavim, when the Sanhedrin makes an erroneous ruling specifically regarding avodah zarah, and the Jewish people follow that, which, as the Gemara said in Perek Beishamai, the its halachas are compared to parhelm da v'shal tzibur for all the halachas, so therefore it has the same halacha. They are shchitas matzav, and the slaughtering has to be done in the northern part, and the kibul damim b'chli sharas matzav, and also, as we said regarding all of them, again, besides one, as we'll see, that's why we didn't say in the opening, klal, kachay kachim, kabbalas daman is betzafen. But here, v'kibul daman b'chli sharas betzafen, the receiving the blood is also in the northern part of the Azara. And v'daman toin hazaya, its blood requires to be sprayed, ala pareches, in the hechel towards the curtain, v'amizbech hazav, and the golden altar, which it says regarding them. However, in the Kodesh HaKodesh, in between the bottom of the Aron, that it doesn't say by these karbanos like it does say by the Parim Kippurim, where there it says that it has to be done. It says v'hizabetz boy al pnei ha-kapayrus, that he has to spray it towards the kapayrus, which is what is the covering of the ark. Here it doesn't say that, and therefore here it's not done inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim. It's only the Kohen Gadol once a year with the Par and the Sar of Yom Kippur. Now, the Mishnah continues in Amud Beis. Here also matana achas men ma'akavis. Any one of the gifts of the blood are integral, as the Gemara says in Perek Beishamid of Lamites Manaf. We know it from a ribay ba'asa lapar kasha asa, from the extra wording we already talked about this week, as it repeats it to say it's ma'akiv. Now, Shayari Hadam, Hayeshevich, Hayeshev, Marabish, and Mazbech, Chitz, and here also the leftover blood would be poured on the western foundation, the western side of the Mizbech, and by its the bottom, the foundation, the leftover blood was poured over there. Vimloy Nasim Loyikir, here also, if he didn't pour the Shirayim, it's not Ma'akib, it's not going to withhold the validity of the atonement of the carbon. Concludes the Mishnah, Elu Ve'elu. These two types of cases we spoke about in our Mishnah, both that of the Par and Sarim Mikipurim, and all the other Parim and Sirim Hanisrafim. Nisraf and Abes Hadeshen, they're all burnt on the place where they would take over the leftover ashes that were piled up because they burnt all the limbs and the sacrificial parts. There was a lot of ashes from the outer Mizbech, so although every morning they took a shovelful, but that didn't get rid of all the ashes. That, as the Pasuk says in Bayukavah, Vahitzias Hadeshen Amuchot Lamachne, they took the ashes out of the camp. Now, by the Parm HaNisrafim, it says, Al Shefech Hadeshen, you take it to the place of where the ashes are poured. Now, that's how we know regarding all those other Parim HaNisrafim and Sirim HaNisrafim are compared to the Parim HaNisrafim. How do we know that of Yom Kippurim? Because it's compared to the Par Helm Devishal Tzibu, which is one of the Parim HaNisrafim. Like the Gemara said in Perek B'Shama and Daflam Tessim and Alf, it says La Par there in the context of, which is an extra, it's a seemingly superfluous pasuk, which is used La Drasha by the Par Helm Devishal Tzibu, and it says La Par refers to the Par Yom Kippurim, that it also has the same halachas, which then it's going to be burnt, Abes Hadeshen, out of the Machna. Now the Gemara asked, as we had mentioned, the Gemara asked, "V'nisni nami? Why didn't the Reish, when it was opening up the general category of all kachi kachim, why didn't it also say, besides that shchitas mitzavim, to say v'kibul damim bechli charis mitzavim, that receiving the blood of the carbon of kachi kachim also has to be in the northern part, just like we learn regarding the slaughtering, say regarding the receiving of the blood? As we see, we delineate as all the Mishnayos, it's going to say that you have to receive it in the north." Says the Gemara, "Kivin de ikka asham mitzayra, because there is one case, that of the carbon asham of the mitzayra, who has a nega of tzaras in his purification process. He brings a karban ashem, the kibul dami biyadhu, although yes, they all have to be in the north, but his receiving, when they receive the blood from the animal, has to be done with the hand of the kayin, as the Gemara is going to tell us later on, that he receives the blood in his palm. So that's why Shire, that's why the Tana left out saying that all of them are kibul daman b'tzafan, is because he couldn't give a blanket statement to put all the kachim in one category, because all other kachim you receive with a vessel. Here you receive it by the hand, so you couldn't put it in one and kibul daman b'chli sharis b'tzafan, because it's not true. There is one of the kachim that kibul daman b'tzafan is not b'chli sharis, it's rather with the hand of the kohen, and therefore he couldn't put it in one generic general statement. And that is the Gemara v'loy. You're telling me that Nasham Mitzvah is not received with a vessel? But Vagatani Lalakaman, we learned in the Mishnah later on Daf Nandal Mabez that says, Asham Nazir, the carbon Asham that the Nazir brings when he's purifying himself, Asham Mitzvah and the Asham Mitzvah, Shchitasim Batzafin, it says clearly in the Mishnah when it's talking about that specific case of Asham Mitzvah, says the slaughterings in the north, the Kibul Daman, the receiving of its blood, is Bechli Sharis Batzafin, it says it is received in the service vessel in the north. So what are you talking about? That's also, so it should include everything together to say Bechibul Daman Bechli Sharis Batzafin, because Asham Mitzvah is also with a vessel, not with the hand of the kohen. Says the Gemara as follows, Mi'ikara Savar, originally, in the beginning, opening up our Mishnah, the Tana thought to say, Kibul Dama Biyahu, since the blood of the carbon ashram is received with the hand of the kain, so it's not the same. You can't say a generic statement including all the mechli sharat b'tzafin. So Shari say so left that out. They only said shchitasim b'tzafin for all kacha kacha. Now, however, the kivin de loy sagi lay, but since it's not enough without receiving the blood of the ashram also with a vessel, because ela b'kli, as the Gemara is going to explain shortly, there's actually two kahanim that receive the blood of the asham mitzayra, one by hand, but another one with a vessel. So that's what hadur tanya. That's why when it said this specific mishnah of the asham mitzayra, it said explicitly it's received with a vessel, but it still couldn't include it in a generic general statement because there is also a kohen that receives it by hand. So you can't say it's only b'chli sharas b'tzafin because there was one of the kahanim that received the blood that received it by hand. The tanya glinda b'raisa. Pasuk says, in Bayikram, which is in the parasha of the Asham Betzayru, says v'lokach, that the Kohen takes from the blood of the Karban Asham, now, which is received to the receiving, he takes the blood, and then he does whatever the Avodah has to do with it. Yochel b'kli, you would think he receives it by a vessel. Tamalem, that's what the Pasuk teaches over there, that it says, v'nasan, that he places the blood on the earlobe of the Metzayru, etc., and talks about the Avodah that he does with it. So it says the Braisa, man asina ba'atmeh shel Kohen, just like the placing of the blood, which would be the equivalent of like the zrika, is done with the Kohen himself, not with a vessel, meaning with his finger, because when it talks about the shemen, the leg shemen of the mitzvah, it says clearly that he has to take his finger and spray it on him. And we learn that the halachas of the dam of the asham from the shemen of the asham, where he also sprays it on him with his finger. So aflikicha ba'atmeh shel Kohen, so also the taking of the blood, meaning which would be the equivalent of the receiving of the blood, is also with the Kohen himself, with his hands. Now, so you would think the same thing would be for the receiving of the blood regarding the dam that's thrown not on the mitzvah himself, which it is, but also the same thing would be regarding the zrikas that are thrown on the mizbeach, because the blood of the asham of the mitzvah is also thrown on the mizbeach, because although it doesn't say explicitly in the parasha of Asham mitzvah that that's done, but the Gemara later on teaches, we learn it out from the matan dam and the murim the mizbeach, which just like that we say we learn out from somewhere by chatos. So too, we learn that the pasuk says, so too, the ashram is also going to be, it's dam and emurim are going to go on the mizbeach. So says the Braisa, you would think that, okay, but when you're going to throw it on the mizbeach too, it also has to be ba'atmeh shel Kohen, has to be received with his hand and thrown on the mizbeach. That's what the pasuk teaches in the Asham Metzayra. It says, ki kechatas ha'ashram hu. Like the chatas is the ashram, meaning like the laws of a karban chatas, so too is the laws of this karban ashram regarding the avodah of the Kohen, which teaches us, ma chatas tu unikli, just like a karban chatas. When the receiving the blood has to be received with a vessel, as the Gemara learns, the Braisa learns in Teres Kohen, the Magzer Shavav Lekicha Lekicha. It says by Karmachatas of Lokech HaKohen Medamachatas that the Kohen takes from the blood of the Karmachatas, and it says by the Oila by Har Sinai the Yikach Moshe Chatzay Dam VeYosem Agonis that Moshe Rabbeinu took the blood and he put it into vessels. So we learn that every carbon has to have Kabbalah with a kli. So Af Asham, also this carbon Asham, although it's excluded from every general halacha of Asham, and therefore we need to reteach every halacha, but we learn that it's comparing it to the Karban Chatas, that here it's also Toin Kli. It also, although we said that it's received by the hand, but it also requires to be received in the vessel. So Nimtza Satayim, so it comes that you're going to say, how do we understand it? What do you mean, is it received by the hand or with a vessel? That Asham Mitzayra Shnei Kahan Mekablas Damai, the Asham, Karban Asham of the Mitzayra, there's two Kahan that receive the blood. Echad b'yad ve'echad b'kli, one receives with his hands the blood, and one receives with a vessel. Zesh kibla b'kli, the one who receives with a vessel, bole itz mizbech, he comes to mizbech, and he does like a regular avoid of a karmachata, so to this ashram which is with a vessel. Zesh kibla b'yad, the one who receives it by hand, bole itz mitzar, he's the one that comes to the mitzar, because just like the venosin is by hand, which we learn by the shem, and so to the dam of the ashram mitzar, so too is the velokach, the receiving has to be by hand, and therefore it's actually both. And now that's why we couldn't say in our Mishnah, we're going to all kachay kachay, mekibah dam b'chli sharas b'tzafen, because even though the Hashem Atzer also requires kibul b'chli sharas b'tzafen, but there is also, and that's what the Tana thought initially, because since it's received by hand, so then you can't say it's all done b'chli sharas, because that element of the Hashem Atzer is done by hand, albeit b'tzafen, you can't say b'chli sharas b'tzafen, and therefore they wasn't included. It only mentioned that all kachay kachay, shchitasim b'tzafen, although really kibul daman is also by all kachay kachay b'tzafen.